I'm John Batchelor with Simon Constable in the south of France, where it is paradise. All right, fine. But we look to the future where all of us are not in the same paradise boat. And that means that we need energy. And the blackout in Spain and Portugal recently has alarmed a number of constituencies throughout the European Union who remain committed to net zero. But, Simon, you have a follow-up that you filed with Fox Business. Denmark, what's happened since the blackout in Spain and Portugal in Denmark?
Well, there are a lot of things going on here, but the big thing is that for 40 years, four decades, Denmark has had a ban on having nuclear power as part of its power for the electricity grid. But after what happened in Spain and Portugal, they look like they're going to reverse that and have nuclear power as basically the base power for the entire grid, so you don't get an unstable grid just like Spain and Portugal had, where it relied entirely on solar energy. So that won't be happening. We think that will turn around the other way. And we've also got news that even before this happened in Spain and Portugal, we saw Norway looking at getting nuclear power and Sweden increasing their nuclear power. These are really big moves, and it really may pave the way for a big boom in nuclear power across the next few decades.
The reason you in France have confidence in your electricity grid is because you've got a nuclear power fleet.
We have a fleet. It's 56 reactors across the country, and the French government and the people running it have no hesitation in turning it off if there isn't enough water to cool the reactors. And that happened when we first got over here in 2022. And I think that that's a very smart thing to do, is that if it costs you a little bit more, that's fine, as long as we don't have a meltdown in the reactor. And that hasn't happened yet in France at all.
I mentioned that Germany, thanks to Angela Merkel, committed itself to going away from nuclear power, but it's used electricity from France now and again in the intervening years. And I believe that Herr Merz is now committed to looking again at nuclear power for Germany. Simon, net zero of that moment when you were in Glasgow, you will recall, what was that? Number 26 or number 27. That was the net zero promised by Boris Johnson, and he was wrong. I don't know that he's ever going to say he was wrong, but I'm a stranger here. I'm not British, and you are. But Boris Johnson committed himself to net zero out of vanity. Can we say that? We've got 30 seconds.
I think we can say that, and it's done nothing for Britain's growth rate or any of the major economies in Europe. That hasn't happened. It's not good. And it hasn't done anything to lower carbon emissions across the globe at all.
Simon Constable in paradise in the south of France, where it's been raining, yes, fine, but on sunny days, he's out there under the horse chestnut tree talking to America.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.